Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Shannon Bilby Vogel. How you doing, Shannon?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. You're out in Denver, and for those people who may not know you, you are an industry blogger, and at one time you did Floor Talk with the WFCA, and then you evolved, and now you do From the Floors Up, another blog about flooring, right?
Exactly.
And you're connected with the whole creating your space website development company, and part of what you do is give great content to those customers who are tied in with creating your space, right?
Yes, I do the social media for the whole company.
So the topic of the day is social media. Catch us up. People who know me know I've been a little cynical, especially now when you look at the bottom of some of these websites and you see 4 and 5 and 6 different bugs. But talk about what's working and what's effective out there.
The major tools that have been working for the past couple of years are continuing to work, which is great. Mm-hmm. And those are Facebook,
yeah.
Twitter,
yeah.
LinkedIn, YouTube, blogs, and then coming out of nowhere is Pinterest is really taking over.
Yeah, and we'll talk about Pinterest in a minute. So Facebook is, I guess, a little bit personal. You have to know the people you're talking to. LinkedIn is more on the professional side. Twitter, you have to do it in about 140 characters. Yelp, I guess, is one that's a consumer review. Then you've got YouTube, which is just a platform for videos. And then Pinterest, which is the one I want to focus on today, is, I guess, a little bit of a bulletin board, right?
Yes, and you want to have all those different sites so that you can appeal to the customer that either likes videos or likes only a few words or likes a lot of words.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you see so many of those sites on the bottom.
Well, before we get into Pinterest, just real quick, another second or two on you. I know that you do almost every day or every other day, you provide content for the customers that are with Creating Your Space. I was looking at your From the Floors Up. How do they find that blog?
It's exactly that, just fromthefloorsup.com.
Okay. And as I was scrolling through some of the things that you've done recently, I mean, you know, it's not all about flooring. Sometimes it's about cleaning your blinds. And talk about a few of the topics you've just recently been blogging about.
I like to talk about anything that's home-related, anything that is basically free, helpful advice with no strings attached. We're not trying to sell anything. We're not trying to do anything other than educate a customer so that they can learn on their own time about things that they're interested in. If someone's doing a flooring project, it doesn't matter if we teach them everything there is to know about flooring and how to choose a great-looking floor if their walls and windows and things don't coordinate it with it. So we try to give a whole home approach.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you even give decorating tips for painting the inside of drawers and stuff like that, right?
We do that, and that's because people love free decorating advice because I think a lot of people are intimidated by interior designers.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can use Google to search for things that they're interested in, because particularly women like to educate themselves before they start making these purchases, so if there's things that we can do to help educate them, you know, and get to know their design style better or help them figure out what they might want to do, then they're more empowered to make a purchase decision with someone faster and more confident.
Okay. Again, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you today is this whole new Pinterest. It came up in a best practices article in our March issue. Why don't you explain Pinterest to us, if you will?
Okay. Pinterest is basically an image-based social site where you get to create virtual bulletin boards,
mm-hmm.
and then you pin things on those bulletin boards that interest you. And the great thing about Pinterest is it is catching on so quickly. It's the fastest growing social network. It reached 10 million users, and 97% of those users are women. The way the whole thing works is you set up an account,
mm-hmm.
and you either get an invitation from another Pinterest user,
mm-hmm.
or you request an invitation. And if you request an invitation, you'll get these messages over the next couple of days that they'll tell you that they're considering you before they accept you. So it creates this whole buzz and this interest of you can't wait to get your invitation.
Mm-hmm.
So once you get your invitation, you create these virtual bulletin boards where from things that you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So you can type in keywords for anything, any kind of project that you're working on, whether it's a home project or just things that you love. And based on those keywords, images from other Pinterest users
mm-hmm.
are displayed, so you can pin those things onto your board. So I like to say that it's like subscribing to 5,000 different, you know, home and design magazines
yeah.
with very little words and no ads. And you can also add images from your own computer or your phone or your website. So it can be a mix of images of yours, things that inspire you, or things from the entire Pinterest community.
Okay, so let's say you're going to redo your kitchen. So you set up a little board and you tell people that's what you're going to do, and then you get all these different ideas. Is that what happens?
Exactly. So you set up a board and you call it My Kitchen Remodel if you want to.
Yeah.
And then you search for things like countertops or sinks or cabinets, or you can just search for the word kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And Pinterest is going to give you all of these images based on those keywords. You pin those images onto a board, and mm-hmm. you're doing this in the comfort of your own home.
Right.
So ideally, if you're working with, say, a flooring retailer, you take that board, you go to the flooring retailer, log in, because it's all internet-based, mm-hmm. and show your salesperson or designer the kind of things that you like and the things that inspire you.
Mm-hmm.
So they get a really good idea really fast of your style and things that you like.
I see.
And the other great thing is that a salesperson that's working with you,
mm-hmm.
they can do the same. They can create a board for you that gives you some ideas that you might not have thought of.
So this is kind of an ideal tool for a retailer. Tell me how they blend in with it.
So for retailers, for example, one of our clients that is a flooring retailer that has all of our tools, that has galleries and product catalogs and things like that, we will add a pin it button to their website. So if a customer is browsing the website, they'll see the little pin it button at the top. They can click that button, and it automatically takes it to their Pinterest account where they can add that picture to their board.
That's
and the great thing about that is the source of the image is the flooring dealer's URL. So every time that gets spread around, it's always attached and visible on that image. So once it gets in the Pinterest database, then it's just going to keep spreading and spreading and spreading, but the source of that image is always going to be the client's website.
So this might be a more appropriate type of social media for retailers than any so far, you think?
Yes, because people love it
mm-hmm.
because it's not intimidating. You don't have to worry about if you're saying the right thing or doing the right thing. It's all image-based, and it's fast, it's easy, it's simple, it's easy to get your head wrapped around.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely think it's making a mark.
Okay. Hey, we're about to run out of time. Before we do, just give us a quick update on creating your space. I know one of your new pushes in this area has been on the mobile side. Give us an update.
We are doing things, definitely mobile websites, because it's important to have a website that is mobile friendly, because if someone's looking for your store on the way
mm-hmm.
and you have a very complex homepage,
yeah.
we're building sites that have bigger buttons so that it's easy to look at either
right.
while you're driving, even though you shouldn't be doing that,
yeah.
or just a more simplified version that you can look at on your phone. We are working on a reputation management program so that you can be aware of what's going on the internet, if people are talking about you positively or negatively.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of other things going on, but I'll be perfectly honest with you, I am 100% social media.
Right. Shannon, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Shannon Bilby-Vogel about social media and Pinterest, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.